Meanwhile, the leader of Zimbabwe's main opposition group said today he will contest a runoff against Robert Mugabe in hopes of unseating the veteran president following the disputed March 29th elections. But Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai said he will only participate in the runoff if international observers and media have full access to ensure the poll is free and fair. The MDC has accused Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party of trying to intimidate voters and rig the ballot. Julius Dua is the secretary of the MDC party in the UK, and he says the party's conditions for the runoff are based on common sense.
The MDC put a position that is sort of a common sense position. They have talked about a conducive environment before the elections, and if those conditions are not met, then obviously it will be naive for MDC to participate in elections. You can't have elections where people are being beaten that is averse to the propagation of democracy itself. So the situation, the reason why Zimbabwe has been sliding into chaos is that because we are not considered a legitimate country. In this time and era, you need the international community to be part of the global community to be able to develop economic development, political development, cultural and social development. And if you don't become legitimate, it means that you are simply going to commit suicide at a very gross level.